And now, Russell Howard, hi.
Hello.
You're right.
I'm very well, how are you?
Can I just say happy birthday for yesterday?
You can, thank you very much.
Happy birthday. Yeah. What did you do?
I recorded my show on telly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep, that was exactly it. Mm. And then afterwards, I had a cake.
Whoa, who gave you the cake? Or did you buy it yourself?
The people who work on the show. Oh, one of the most depressing birthdays I've had in my life, yeah. 30 as well, it's not right, is it?
Mm. Do you feel 30, or are you sad to be saying goodbye to your 20s? Russell?
Massively sad, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. I want to be 21 forever, everyone does, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. I had a McDonald's party on my 30th.
Did you really?
Yeah, because like, it's something I never did as a kid, see? So, like, we had... I don't think you can get these normally, but I just called the people at McDonald's, was like, is that all right? And they, before you know it, face painting was on, musical chairs, retro.
But do they actually believe you when you called them? Because that sounds like a prank call, doesn't it? Scott Mills here, I want a McDonald's. Mate. Yeah, we had Chris Tarrant ring up Burger King the other day.
No, it's just to my local branch. Quite good. Anyway, so no text from your mum or anything to say?
Not even a text from my mum, no. But I'm meeting her later, so and we're going to go for some food.
Nice.
Yeah, living the dream. 30 and having dinner with my mum.
Oh, well, you're busy.
Yeah, no, it was all right, though. I'm not really a sort of a massive party person. I get quite depressed, you know, when I sort of dwell on how long I've been on this earth and how little I've done. And also, my girlfriend's in the Solomon Isles at the minute. She's a medic, and last Thursday she delivered a baby. And that same day, I'd written a few jokes. So it really puts what you do into perspective, you know. She's delivered life, and I've written a joke about David Cameron's face.
Brilliant. It does really put that in perspective.
It really does, mate.
Yeah. Congratulations on the bike ride, by the way.
Thank you, yeah.
What was that like for you?
It was all right, yeah. It's kind of strange. What's lovely about it, I kind of now have a different range of people just pat me on the back in the street. Yeah. She's quite lovely, you know, sort of old blokes. Well, you know, well done, you know, rode all that way. And you kind of can't say, well, I didn't ride all that way.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in a bus.
But just bask in it. Don't tell them you didn't.
Well, exactly, yeah. Yeah. But it was good. How about you? How was your ride?
Mine was all right. The sewer was pretty disgusting.
I just heard about this. You know, I'm new to this. You were...
Mm. I just waded through a sewer. This is last Monday, obviously, for, like you did, for Sport Relief.
Yeah.
Probably not as arduous as yours, but still minging.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't do that, man.
I just had to wade. You can't... Because if you go fast, obviously you're going to fall over, and no one wants that.
Nobody.
The buildings was quite hard. I had to go up Canary Wharf, Guy's Hospital, Centre Point, the Gherkin, and the Beatty Tower in one day.
But you were climbing them?
Yeah, the stairs.
Oh, you just took the stairs? Oh, that's not as bad.
Bad, Russell.
I thought you were scaling them.
No, you'd never get me to do that. Did you find it hard to do the thing, though? Because you've been training for the marathon, haven't you? The London Marathon.
I didn't find it that difficult. And I was quite cocky at the beginning. I thought, this could be fairly easy. And then after the first day, I was in a terrible state. So, I found it quite tough.
You're quite fit, though, obviously, because how's your marathon training going?
All right. I'm doing it with my brother and sister, and they're both better than me at the minute, but, you know, it's just running. I'll get through it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of those blokes on telly that's seen, like, overtaken by a hot dog. You know, when you see that's the lowest moment, and you see someone who's got all the gear on, and they're just...
The Brighton Half Marathon once, and I was overtaken by a load of OAPs.
Yeah, it just hurts, doesn't it? On a shop mobility.
Yeah.
See you, McDonald's.
See you at the end.
Yeah.
They weren't on any kind of shop mobility, but they were lots of silver foxes just ran past me.
Yeah, it's horrible. That happens in the gym to me a lot. There's quite an old man that goes there who's really good at swimming. And I find myself with these fantasies about wanting to, you know, really damage him so he won't destroy me at swimming.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Annoying. Can I just start off with some random questions from our listeners?
Yep.
Because I always find this is a good way to start off. First one is from Rav off of Crime Watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who thinks you're brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know him?
I don't think I do, no.
Hi. Former torso of the week in Heat.
Oh, Rav.
Which will probably be you soon.
It won't be me at all.
He wants to know, do you ever wish your name was the other way round?
What, Howard Russell?
Yeah, because, or are you going to wait till you're like 50 or 60? Because actually Howard is a better name for a 60-year-old than Russell.
It is, yeah. Do you know, Justin Lee Collins, when I first started doing comedy, said, you want to change your name? Change your name, mate, to Howie Russ. I said, Justin, why would I possibly do that? Oh, you like the sound of Howie Russ? And get yourself a purple suit. And that was his only advice, to call myself Howie Russ and buy a purple suit.
You see, I don't want to be an old Scott, because Scott is a rubbish name for an OAP, isn't it?
No, but Scott gives the impression of quite a lithe, kind of hip pensioner. Hey, I'm Scott.
But I don't know any pensioners called Scott.
Yeah, but you're the first of a new breed.
Okay, good.
Get some fake tan, like really slap it on.
Yeah.
Just talk about antiques. Call yourself Scotty. Why not?
It's working. Are you from Bath or Bristol?
I was born in Bath, but I consider myself from Bristol.
Why?
Because I spent most time there.
I lived halfway in between for a while.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
Yate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite the big B&Q.
Called it Chipping Sodbury.
Chipping Sodbury. What's great about all the places around the West Country, they all sound like perverts, don't they?
Yeah.
Chew Magna. It sounds like an absolute wrong.
Keep away from me.
Shepton Mallet.
They do a bit, yeah.
Yeah, they're all a bit wrong. It's a wonderful part of the world, though, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. Now, Simon, one of our listeners, has been on asking if it was you that, I don't know whether this is true, was it you that was supposed to be switching on the Christmas lights in Bath last Christmas?
Yeah.
Tell me this story, please.
I was so excited, right, because it's one of those rare moments you get to feel cool in front of your mum.
And it's your hometown, so your whole family are coming along.
And they said, you want to turn on the Christmas lights? And I said, yeah, I'd love to. And then I read in the paper 2 months later, after I'd said yes, emails had gone back, that Nicolas Cage was doing it. So I was usurped by Cage, and one of my aunties generally said that she'd get him, which would have been beautiful, just, you know, egging Cage. But he did it instead. But I switched.
Did you not
on
get any calls saying hi?
Literally nothing. I just read it in the papers. Cage slammed me.
Terrible.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite nice though. Well, I lived in Bath for a while and I saw Nicolas Cage just kind of wandering around, which was quite cool. But I also saw Johnny Depp. It's one of the greatest moments of my life, because the noise an old lady made when she saw Depp remained legit. Just, it was honestly, I followed him for quite a while, and every time an old lady would see him, it was just, oh, what must his life be like? Everywhere he goes, you hear me go. I'm obsessed with noises of late. I don't know if this is weird or not, but I, again, another old lady, I saw her on a massage chair at a service station, and she was just there going, and I honestly, I could have sat there for an hour, and it says more about me than her.
We were talking about this on our show recently.
Were you?
Massage faces.
Yes, yeah, well, she was pulling a great face. That's it, yeah.
That face.
It is.
Everyone's got a massage face.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of massages?
I'm not. I like the idea of them, but then when you get going, you're just very...
Bit ticklish.
Well, it just all feels horribly awkward, doesn't it? You know, you just think, oh, is this sexual? Is it not?
Yeah, am I wearing paper pants for a reason?
Yeah, have you ever worn them paper pants?
Yeah, I have.
I did that once. I had, I shouldn't be saying this, but what the hell, my girlfriend's many miles away. We both went for a fake tan years ago. Yeah. We were really bored.
But when you have to do the special moves?
Yeah, we have to stand in front with the paper pants, and I forgot to turn, so I took a double blast and looked like Morph had been sewn in two. It was brutal. Brutal. We just spent the entire day rubbing off fake tan. We must never tell anyone. Never tell anyone. And now I've blown our cover.
Something humiliating about the paper pants.
Oh, I've got another story about my friend Will, but I can't go into that.
Oh, it's please.
No. Oh, but who invented the paper? When was the last time you wore paper pants?
Actually, me, it was a week ago, actually,
What were you doing?
What we do sometimes, maybe I shouldn't say this.
Just billow for a sprinkler.
No, because what we do, are we allowed to mention
this? Yeah, come on, what goes down in Radio 1 when the music's playing?
No, it's not even that. It's when everyone goes home, so where the management are upstairs, okay, sometimes what we might do, they don't know this, is on the fourth floor, there's some spare rooms, where there's meeting rooms.
Yeah.
Sometimes a lady does come around with her portable fake tan machine, sets up her tent, and just gives us a quick blast.
Really?
Yeah, this happened last week. Me and Gemma out there, had a little fake tan. So that was the last time I wore the pants. But the weird thing is, I was like, okay, so this is a meeting room at Radio 1, and then we didn't think there may be cameras.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And we didn't think about that till afterwards. Gemma got everything off.
Even more incredibly is the fact that there's some woman with some sort of portable tanning. You just don't imagine that happens, do you?
She just got a tent and she just brings it out, like a little festival tent. It's quite good.
This is great.
Yeah. So, usurped by Cage, that's got to hurt.
Usurped by Cage, yeah. I live and learn.
Yeah. Joanna, another one of our listeners, wants to know how you feel that you are the wallpaper on everyone's computer at her workplace.
Am I?
Yeah.
Is
this sex symbol thing, is this new or has this been happening for a while?
Well, I've got wonky eyes and my teeth are kind of buck, so I wasn't really expecting this. Nice.
Didn't Heat magazine put you in some survey?
Yeah, it was kind of Mingers of the Year.
It wasn't Mingers, it was Secret Crushes or something.
Which is code for,
And you came 8th or 7th?
8th, yeah. It was quite funny. Michael McIntyre was number 7, that's how I found out. He went, Captain Howard, I've destroyed you. And I went, what? Check out Heat. And so I did. And there he was, smiling just ahead of me.
So the women finding you a bit irresistible, that's quite new, is it?
It doesn't really mean much, because number 1 was The Stick. So, isn't that great, is it? You know, he's quite hot, but I prefer a man whose face I can't see.
I didn't realise.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Sorry about that.
I know. Stig and Simon Cowell both beat me. Paul Daniels.
actually, not such a great survey, no.
No, not really, no. Oh, I just really love Wisbit. That's too old a reference, isn't it?
Remember Whizbit?
Yeah. Alex has been on, wanting to know, as a fellow West Country person, right, your views on cider going up a massive 10% today.
I know. Ridiculous. Yeah. Just an absolute kicking for the West Country, yeah. Yeah. Is it all cider? Is it apples, pear, mixed fruits?
I just think it's a blanket cider thing.
It's really unfair, isn't it?
Alcohol, 2%. Cider, the rest, 10%.
Yeah, why is cider the bad guy?
I don't know. There's all sorts of things on Facebook now going,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Give us back our cider.
Yeah, yeah, but there should be. But it's just, you know, very rare you see people livid on cider. They just, you know, tend to sound more like pirates.
Jack wants to know, which Boyle would you rather see naked, Frankie or Susan?
Probably Frankie, to be honest. Really? Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Dave.
What a playboy that'd be.
Indeed. Dave remembers seeing you when you were first starting out at the Edinburgh Festival.
Yes.
And it was in a porter cabin.
Yes.
With 12 other people.
Yes.
Is that your worst ever gig?
No. That same year, I did a gig. Three people were in. And when I say people, one was a German man, and he had his dog. And then there was a reviewer in the corner, and at the back of the room was my girlfriend, and I don't think she's ever laughed harder at me dying for an hour. So that's the worst gig I've ever had.
Does it ever happen when you do a joke and absolutely nobody laughs?
Yeah, of course.
Does it?
Yeah. It's just the nature.
Well, there's not even a slight snigger from one of the three people in the audience. There's not a slight snigger.
Well, it happened last night. I did a gag about, because the Catholic Church basically have said that the devil's hanging out in the Vatican. And I said, and they basically blame me, the devil, for all the bad things they've done. It was a bloody devil. And then I did a gag about blaming the devil for the other day I dressed up as Ronald McDonald and went cow tipping. And it just got nothing. And people were just, why would you do that to a cow? It's just like, yeah, yeah. And it was just that. And I went, why is that offensive? And it was just, you know, it just happens, man.
Was it in the countryside, this gig?
Nope. It was in front of a studio audience.
Oh, of course.
Died.
Your new show. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Cool.
Rhiannon wants to know how annoyed everyone else was really about Jimmy Carr's lack of attendance on the sport relief.
We're more annoyed by the way she pronounced his umbrella.
Yeah.
Presumably, is that
it's
not
no, it's
real?
The Rhiannon.
I apologise. Yeah. Nobody was annoyed. I love Jim. You know, they just painted him like he was really lazy. But it was honestly, I've never been so happy to see him. When he turned up, he did about 4 hours. It was nice.
Class. Okay. Now, I'm a bit annoyed that Becky, who works on the show, isn't here today, because... Where's my phone?
Oh, I've lost my phone.
This is important for the next bit.
Okay.
So if you could look around for me...
Okay, I'm looking.
Where it's gone.
Don't know, it's...
Oh, there it is. Okay, good. She is normally on the show, and apparently someone told me that you do the best Australian accent ever.
Right, I'm not sure about that. I'll give it a go.
Are you big in Australia?
No.
Because I've had loads of emails from Australians saying, tell him to come to Australia and do a gig.
Yeah.
But Becky, I just wonder if we could call Becky now and see if she's around. And maybe you could have an Australian convo together.
Okay.
I think it's a West Country.
Hello?
Hello, it's Scott at work.
Hello.
You're on the air, don't swear.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good, you're right.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm on a college trip to London. My mum works at, you know my mum off of Matt Damon fame?
Yeah.
She's brought some students up to London to go to the theatre, so I
say, you're not actually at college.
Free ticket. No,
okay.
I'm not.
I've got Russell Howard with me.
Hello, Russell.
How are you going?
You know you do your Australian accent.
Yeah.
Could you just have a convo together? Because I would like that a lot. I know this is quite odd, but I just would quite like to hear it. You can start, Becky.
Hey Russell, how are you going?
You're not bad, Becky. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How's your bum after your bike ride?
Oh, ripper. Absolutely busted. Yeah. Shall we meet up in Yabby Creek later?
Sounds good to me.
Sweet. I don't quite know why we're doing this, but we are.
Neither do
I'm enjoying
I.
it.
When's your new TV show on, Russell? You can tell me about that.
Thanks, babe. It's on Thursday, BBC 3, 10:30.
Oh, it looks really good from the trailer.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm not happy about the trailers. I was made to do them. But I feel it sort of lightens the entire show. But you have to do things so that people won't get offended. Not that you really want those people to watch the show anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Now? It kind of goes after I talk for a while.
Okay. Thanks, then. Bye.
Bye.
What a Sheila.
That was good, wasn't it?
It was pretty weird, Scott.
I enjoyed that, but it was pretty weird, but I enjoyed it. And lots of people did on the text as well.
Excellent.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, I need to say something. I was in the audience at one of your appearances of live on the Apollo.
Right.
And during your performance, there was an unfair shot of me on the telly,
right,
and where I wasn't laughing at one of your jokes.
Oh, right.
And I actually found your set very funny.
Okay.
I do find you very funny.
Yeah.
But they just picked a moment where I wasn't laughing.
Yeah.
And that is when the camera came to me, which is all. I feel awful. It's a bit like the girl who rolled her eyes at Susan Boyle before she started the performance.
This is it, man.
But not as famous. So I just wanted to say I was laughing.
All is forgiven, sir.
And then also, every time they showed James Morrison, he was weeing himself laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
They come to me, I'm just chewing gum and looking serious.
It's weird. It's horrible when they do that on telly shows. Every so often, like I think the very first Apollo I did, they cut to quite a big fellow just with his arms folded, just looking so furious. So my only image of that is just that the gig was dreadful, and it's just somebody wants to kill you.
And I know they do repeat them, so if you do see that one,
you just see it ever and over and over. Yeah,
yeah, don't think that I thought it was rubbish.
Okay,
so it's the second series of your show, Good News, starting tomorrow.
That's right,
on BBC Three.
Mm-hmm.
The first series was the most requested BBC Three show ever on the iPlayer.
I know, it's pretty exciting.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's great.
No wonder they're giving you a second one.
I know.
So what's it about, if people haven't seen it?
It is essentially just jokes and sort of sketches and stories about the news, really. All the weird and wonderful stories. And then at the end of the show, I do a kind of an uplifting sort of thing that I found from the news. So people are sent to bed with a nice kind of glow in their
warm
heart. Yeah, that's the aim.
For a show like this, which is obviously your take on the big stories and it's very topical, do you have to watch the news, like, all the time?
Yeah. That's all I do at the minute. I just kind of like read papers, watch the news, cross every tiny little story. Yeah,
so
I kind of love that. I'm a real kind of news junkie. So,
are you the kind of person like I am that could easily spend about 8 hours just with BBC News or Sky News on in the background?
Yeah, exactly. That's all.
It's just
watch.
On, and every 15 minutes, it's the same.
Yeah,
but I still keep it on.
Yeah, and aren't our friends just delighted that we're like that?
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah,
it's like when I go to America. First thing I put on, the Weather Channel.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
I haven't
so
seen
good.
That, Tori.
Oh, basically, because America's so big, they have different weather everywhere. So Los Angeles will be like sunny, and Denver will be snowing. I find that fascinating. That's on for. I just put it on for most of the day in the hotel room.
Like, Scott, are you coming on Broadway in a minute? In a minute.
Oh, a second.
Look at Ohio.
It's raining in Ohio. It's like Harry Hill. How much TV does he have to watch?
Or do
people do that for him?
I think he watches an incredible amount. I know for a fact he does a lot of that show, you know.
Yeah.
And that is just serious. I would have watched Coronation Street and that Pineapple Dance Studio and all having to do that, you know.
But his job is watching TV.
But making an amazing show out of
it. So. What a show.
Oh, that's brilliant, man.
Yeah.
That might be me.
That's fine.
My phone is going. No, it's not.
It's probably me then. Now, I notice you've already got a tour in.
Yes.
For February next year.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, it's pretty weird, isn't it? But it's because I'm doing Good News for a couple of months, and I've got another series in September and October. So
of the same show?
Of Good News as well. So I'm going to write my new tour in between those two and then do it after the second one.
Okay.
That's the plan, so give myself plenty of time.
Someone's just emailed in saying, is it a coincidence that I'm listening to Russell Howard and I've just been offered tickets to his gig by some ticket company? Hang on, who is it?
I have magical powers.
Yeah, Mart says, I've just received an email from a ticket agency offering me tickets to Russell Howard's tour. Is this something that happens every time he appears on the radio or TV? Probably not. It's just a coincidence.
How cynical does that look? If I'm like that. Yeah, hi Scott, how are you? I'm just texting. No,
bing!
Release the tickets, release them.
You've got mail.
Yeah.
By the way, last time you were on,
which
was ages ago, David Hasselhoff sent me a text saying, who is this guy? He's really funny.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's a Hoff endorsement right there.
Wow.
Any message
back
to him?
That's going straight on my posters.
Message back to him?
This guy's really funny, the Hoff. Keep on rolling. I watched that interview you did with him. It looked fun, man. It looked really...
Where I went to live in his house?
Yeah. But it's one of those shows, you're watching at home going, where are the outtakes? Where's everything else?
That's there were a lot of outtakes.
Yeah, of course there were.
Yeah. But it was fun.
There's a parallel world out there, isn't there, where all the offcuts that aren't allowed in telly, we can see them all. Yeah. That's what we want.
I wish.
He looked fascinated.
Mm, he really
did. Look at your eyes.
Anyway, Russell, thank you very much for coming
pleasure.
In today.
Pleasure. Thanks, Scott.
The new series of Good News starts tomorrow night, 10:30 on BBC Three.
That's
Have a look.